You are now tuned in to Power Podcast, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or brandybates.podomatic.com. There's a Korean proverb that says, do not draw your sword to kill a fly. How easy it is to forget what's most important in life. Everyone has a different clock. Wait on your time. When you receive anything prematurely, you will squander it. You want to be ready and able to not only receive, but to have and to hold. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. A lot of people will touch millions, but have zero to show for getting their ass kicked for 50, 60, 70 years. My biggest takeaway from the past few years, geopolitically, business-wise, with regard to climate, the planet, economy, politics, and otherwise, is that nobody actually knows what they're doing. It's really like Mad Max out here, a post-apocalyptic dystopian simulation. You have to be very, very careful with what seeds you sow into your subconscious mind. The words you use, the thoughts you think, and the predominant energy, vibrational frequency, and attitude of your day-to-day mode of thought are all going into engineering, building, and creating your life's landscape. So, the shit that you complain about or crying about and getting worked up about today becomes almost like a thorn in your side tomorrow. The shit that you just keep giving energy to, you keep paying attention to it, you keep giving it energy, you keep giving it your words, you keep giving it your thoughts. Tomorrow, next week, next month, next season, next year, that will be the theme of it. That's what you will have to deal with. And it shapes your normal. It shapes your normal. Your normal, you know, people say normalize. Let's normalize this. You know, let's normalize that. Your normal depends on you. When you ask for more money, like for instance, I made it my goal. Everybody close to me knows 2023 is my triple double year. And I made it my goal to triple my annual income. You'll get what you ask for. When you really laser in and write the vision, you'll get what you ask for. But the gag is, you don't get to control the ways, hows, or the avenues by which it comes. So commanding more money looks like more pressure to come up with ways to generate more money, more responsibility, more obligations, more people to answer to, more bills, more stress, more headaches, more problems for you to solve, more things for you to fix, more creativity required of you. For many of you, you're feeling the squeeze, myself included. We all are. It's impossible to live right now and you don't feel this. Unless, I mean, you're just so motherfucking paid. Or you just don't feel. You're a sociopath, right? For many of us, we're feeling the squeeze of inflation, stagflation, shrinkflation and recession amid stagnant, frozen wages. Stagnant, frozen salaries. If you've been at the same company, if you've been in the same industry, if you've been in the same line of work for the past 3 to 5 to 7 to 10 years, you can see a theme. It doesn't matter what the industry is. You don't get to tell these businesses or corporations to stop charging more for less. You don't get to tell people, stop raising your price. Right? People found a way to come up with money to go see the Renaissance World Tour. It doesn't matter if they had to eat ramen, you know, if they had to sacrifice or whatever. People find a way to go on vacation. People find a way to go out. People find a way to come up with some money to get some new shoes or a new handbag, a new purse, to get a new car when you need a new car, to come up with rent money. But you don't get to tell your landlord to stop raising the rent. Yet you're not getting more square footage, amenities, and for sure, not getting more ends at the end of that check, right? You don't get to write, produce, and film how your miracles come or how your subconscious mind makes manifest. All you get to do is write the vision and stand in it. What nobody tells you is with every blessing comes a side of additional responsibility and problems. As you level up, as you get your bag up, you will be met with new sets of problems, tests, storms, and struggles, and adversity. As the wise and intelligent, notorious B.I.G. Christopher Wallace once said, more money, more problems. In the midst of challenges, remember your resilience. You've bodied hurdles bigger than this before, and you can do it again and again and again and again. Epictetus reminds us, the trials you face will introduce you to your strengths. The trials you face will introduce you to your strengths. The trials you face will introduce you to your strengths. Everything you're experiencing is preparing you and getting that ass ready. Listen to me. Listen, 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 listen. Everything you're experiencing today, baby, is preparing you and getting that ass ready to handle all that you said you want. So if you need to be stronger or wiser or more patient to level up, the divine is going to throw you experiences and pop quizzes and toxic cutie pies and obstacle courses, right? Motherfucker just cute for no reason. Nigga just buff for no reason. Just strong and weak all at the same time. Doing the most and doing nothing at the same time. And obstacle courses and headaches and heartaches and breakups and layoffs and that train you and prepare you to get to that level. You can't be a boss. Not for real, for real. What the kids say, be for real, for real. You can't be for real, be a boss and crumble every time a know-nothing-ass bum got something to say about you on the interwebs. Half the time, the main people who are hating are miserable, are broke, are fat, are sick, are depressed, are down bad and struggling. And just glad to see that others are also losing in life. And that's really what type of time people are on. You can see it. You can hear it. You can feel it. Just listen to people, right? You gotta have thick skin in this simulation, in this world. Nobody gives a fuck about your feelings. And so ironically though, every time someone has your name on their lips, where two or more are gathered speaking your name, they empower you. They breathe life into your very being. Even extreme hate is misplaced love. Adoration left out in the cold too long envy is actually admiration poisoned by hate and a lack of gratitude. Y'all don't listen. Everybody's opinion but your own is irrelevant. Everybody's opinion but your own is irrelevant. Most people don't have control of their own lives. You would be surprised by how many people, they may be successful at work, on the job, right? But their marriage or their relationships is in shambles. Their kids don't respect them. You see people who they may have it together on the exterior, but inside, sick than a motherfucker, right? Tumors, fibroids, all kind of high blood pressure, high blood sugar. And you see this on the macro level and on the micro level, right? As above, so below. Don't pay attention to what other motherfuckers got to say, because a lot of times, most people don't know what they're talking about. Stay with me. What you see in others exists in you, though. India Ameye wrote, "Truly letting go of being light, desired, accepted, or approved of. Truly letting go of being liked, desired, accepted, or approved of may be the greatest revolution ever. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be live streamed. The revolution will not be on OnlyFans. The pandemic was the catalyst." See, we're all, what I'm trying to convey is, we're all experiencing our own inner, internal revolution. Every man experiences their own civil war. Every household, every family, every tribe, every village, every state, every country has their own inner battles to deal with. Because oftentimes, it's the pebble in your shoe that fuck up the journey. It's not all the stuff outside. And the pandemic was a catalyst for the collapse of life as we knew it. The free fall has been unprecedented. How you pivot in the face of this will determine how beautiful or miserable your future is. Every move, every play matters and counts, right? Stay with me. You don't have time. I don't know who needs to hear this. You don't have time to be out here tricking off on bullshit. I'm gonna tell you like my mother told me. You better get up with more than a wet ass, right? When you get up, you better get up with more than a wet ass. You better come away with something to show. You don't have time to be out here tricking off on bullshit. Bullshit people, relationships, dead-end jobs that leave no room for growth. You better not ever be the smartest person in the room. Because if you're the smartest person in the friend group and you're the one that knows the most, I promise you, you're not going to rise up. We only rise to the level of everybody we kick it with, everybody we're on the phone with, talking and texting with and tweeting with and direct messaging with and in them DMs, right? White or blue collar, I don't care what you do, baby. White or blue collar, gazelle or eagle, either run faster or work smarter. Migrate, fight or flight, but you can no longer do what you used to do. The shit you used to do in 2019, you can't do that no more. That won't work in this economy. For sure, for damn sure, what you did in 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016. You can't do that anymore, boo. It's not enough. You will be steamrolled and swallowed and eaten the longer you try to fight the inevitable avalanche of change, the more you will suffer. People's hearts are stopping. We're living in a time where people will have a disease knowingly and spread it, knowingly. We're living in a time where people will know they don't have the money to come up with what they need to do or what they have, you know, have in front of them. And, you know, they just figure out how to scam your ass or how to talk their way out of it or how to, we're living in a time where everything that used to work it doesn't quite work the way it used to. Even if you're getting by, things have had to be tweaked, right? Time is of the essence. You have to tap into your power immediately. As in realizing, actualizing, and alchemizing your power. Okay? Like, it took me, this is an example. It took me really seeing that this pussy got power. And I'm not saying that on a sexual tip. But every powerful alpha female, high frequency, high vibing mother, girl boss, big mama, granny holding together whole tribes and families, because we know every family has that one big mama, grandma, mom, mother, abuelita, abuela, who, when they die, the family dies. Like elephants, they're keeping the whole tribe together. And when they're gone, the legacy is gone. Every female woman CEO, matriarch, high performance woman listening to the sound of my voice knows if that pussy got power. As in, I am so tapped into my divine feminine energy. Because see, they fooled you and tricked you into thinking the feminine energy is subtle, is soft, is weak. And there's nothing stronger and more powerful than divine dark feminine energy. As in, I am so tapped into my dark feminine energy, as in dark matter. As in the Eve gene. As in mitochondrial DNA, great universal matrix. Matrix translates to the uterus, the cervix of the multiverse. Nothing comes into this world that doesn't come from a vagina. Nothing has life. No life without coming through the portal of the uterus, the womb, the divine feminine. You learn to transmute with sexual, creative, productive energy. Pack that up with you for later. That's what the attack on women, the womb, the divine feminine is all about. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Keeping you disconnected. All of this, you know, red pill talk and men, all men this and all women that. All women don't want the same thing. All women don't want to be married. All women don't want to have children. All women don't want the horse and carriage. All women don't even want to be bothered. All men don't want the same thing. All men are not aspiring after the same type or the same life or the same reality. All of this banter and conflict and conversation and debate keeps us divided, and it keeps you disconnected from utilizing the power of your divine feminine energy. Even as a man, tap into your feminine side. Study the dandy. Study the dude who's good with women. Study the dude who knows how to combine the two, work both angles, right? There's nothing like it on this planet. Nobody else, nothing else creates life. All sustaining, as in I built a whole man in my uterus and then birthed him and fed him with the milk of my breast. There's power in that. Oliver Wolf Sacks once said, I wondered if what one normally calls normal was itself a sort of dullness, a deadening of sense and spirit. At the heart of greatness, really think about this. Robin Sharma writes about this. At the heart of greatness lies humility. Forget pretending to look brave. No need to fake being strong. The best fighters are the humble ones, the ones who train harder when at the top, and those who rise when down on the mat. To work harder when you are a master, to increase your game when a winner. This is humility and true mastery, right? Hustling even when you got it, even when you're on top, still behaving and moving the way you did when you were at the bottom. Still doing the things while enduring, while in the middle that you did in the beginning to get there. Because a lot of times what happens is we arrive and we stop doing all the shit we did to get there. And then you wonder what happens or what happened when you fall off. What is your mantra? What is your mantra? What is the substance of your manifesto? Who is in your inner room, in your ear, in your phone? Who are you chopping it up with on a daily basis? Because I promise you, your life is going to look exactly like theirs. If they ain't doing shit, you ain't doing shit. You are who you hang out with. If you hang out with four hippies and motherfuckers that sit up and drink kelp smoothies all day, and they meditate and they smoke purple veggies, right? You're going to be the fifth one. Or you're going to find you a new squad. If you hang with millionaires, four millionaires, and they have multiple sources of income, and they're business owners, and they're homeowners, and they are constantly moving and shaking, you're going to be the fifth one, baby. If everybody that you kick it with four people that do drugs and pop perks, and they sit up all day and don't do shit but eat, sleep, and shit, you're going to be the fifth one. We are who we hang out with. As humans, we're like houses or neighborhoods. We only appreciate over time. It's conversations we have, books we read or lack thereof, our inner circle, our mindset, our thought world, how well we execute. Are you making excuses? I'm guilty of it. We're all guilty of it. But what are you making excuses for? It's how we walk in greater purpose and get better constantly, constantly. Serve a purpose, as in you're here to do more than eat, sleep, and shit, okay? You cannot evolve, level up, and stay stuck at the same damn time. You either are staying present in this moment, because the thing is this, all we have is this present moment. The past can't harm you anymore. It's done, baby. So if you're still lingering in the past, oh, you know, back 12 years ago, we used to do this, and back, you know, 5 years ago, I was making this, I was making seven figures. Baby, you ain't there no more. That's not your reality anymore. So as long as you stay stuck on that, you can't come up with remedies and solutions and answers and creative energy to move forward and power past that, because mentally, you're back 5 years ago. So you either are staying present in this perfect moment, which is the only time you can solve problems, or you're still in the past and your thoughts are on a negative feedback loop. Who am I talking to? Or you move it forward. Fuck with me. Confucius wrote, "The gem cannot be polished without friction, nor man perfected without trials." We moving forward. We're moving forward, baby. The world is moving forward. You can fall dead tomorrow. You know how many people woke up yesterday? They had plans for today. They had plans for this weekend. They had plans for the end of the year. And they didn't. They took their last breath today. Getting on beat and staying on beat with the circadian rhythms of this planet and the natural rhythms of the simulation, this planet, this world system. We live in a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful world. Nature is beautiful, the oceans, the rivers, the forests, the savannah, the Amazon, the Pacific Ocean, the Caribbean. The food, the music, the culture, the weather. This is a beautiful world. But capitalism and totalitarianism and technocracy, the powers that be, the small 13 families and two major corporations, BlackRock and Vanguard, the Alphabet Boys, the CIA, the FBI, the entities that have flown in guns and flown in drugs and sprinkle things over communities and taxing poor people and allowing people to live in tents on the side of the road and having to put, you know, sleep and shit in a bag and throw it on the side. This world system is a beast system. This matrix, it isn't easy, but it's necessary, right? You gotta get in tune and on beat, meaning in alignment with the circadian rhythms of this planet. Be patient and let things happen organically. It is the only pain-free way. Because see, a spiritually secure, purpose-driven, heart-led, well-traveled, in the moment, slow, meaningful life. Let August be August, and let yourself just be, even in uncertainty. You don't have to fix everything. You don't have to solve everything. And you can still find peace and grow in the wild of changing things. Chaos happens when you try to force things to happen on your schedule. Start with you. See, because everybody's looking at the next man. My dude, if my nigga would just act right, my girl, if she would just act right, if she could just stop lying, if, you know, the boss, if my company, if they would just give me a raise, or my landlord, if they would just stop raising the rent, or this economy, if they could just stop raising the prices on groceries and gas and yada, 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 yada. Start with you. Sweep around your own front door. Start by investing in your growth. Start by studying your values. Start by evaluating your habits. What do you have control over? What do you have say-so over? Start by removing your excuses. Start by rewriting your beliefs. Start by healing your wounds. That includes childhood trauma. Deal with what needs to be motherfucking dealt with. Because we all know what needs to be dealt with. Whether you talk about it, whether you share it or not. You know if you need therapy. You know if you need to get, you know, talk to somebody. Talk to a professional. Right? You know what demons you deal with. Start by amplifying your genius. What are you good at? What do you know how to do to such a degree? Like, nobody is hitting on you. Nobody is fucking with you. I don't care what it is. If you the best at making cupcakes, if you the best at organization, if you're the best at making music, if you're the best at cinema, whatever you're good at, whatever your genius is, hone in on that. Wisdom is healed pain. Learning is a superpower. Wisdom is healed pain. Learning is a superpower. If you help enough people, the money comes naturally. The producer that helps the most humans wins, regardless of economic volatility. I don't care what the economy is doing. There are certain people that have just always found a way to stay paid. Madam C.J. Walker, during the Roaring 20s and the great coming off the heels of the Great Recession, black woman, educated, could read, found a way to get paid. There's always somebody that finds a way. You could be like everybody else complaining, you know, it's times are hard and this, that, and the third. Or you could figure it the fuck out. Figure it out. Because nobody's going to help you and nobody cares until you figure it out. cling to nothing. It's a dangerous cognitive bias of our brains to think that the way things have been in the past will be the same in the future. This retrograde season says release your clinging. And I had to learn this the hard way. That's why I can speak on it with authority. Clinging to attachments, clinging to stillborn ideas and hopes of things turning out your way, clinging to people, clinging to expectations, clinging to the past. It's the clinging, the attachment that brings suffering. Everyone doesn't deserve access to you. Allow others to be who they are. Allow yourself to be who you are. Don't force situations. Solutions will emerge. Uncertainty is reality. That is the norm. Uncertainty. It's not what happens to you. It's how you interpret it, babe. It's how you define, consume, and process it, right? Master impermanence. Because there is nothing permanent except change. And the way I do that is this. No matter the conversation, relationship, situation, circumstance, I don't care if it's, business, personal, family, you name it, I've learned to remove my expectations of other people. Now, I certainly have my goals and I have things that I want to accomplish, and I have a general idea of how I would like things to look or outcome, but I'm not clinging to that outcome. I'm not holding on to, oh, it has to go this way or bust. If it goes in a different direction, cool. If it goes my way, cool. If it doesn't, cool. You feel me? A man sees in the world what he carries in his heart. Watch your cognitive bias. Watch your cognitive bias. Constantly question your own deepest held beliefs. Because you can only get finessed when you believe the hype of your own bullshit. The best con artists, the best scammers, gain your trust so completely that you can't see them robbing your ass blind. Tighten up on your systems, right? Practice is your superpower. And while your industry peers, again, doesn't matter the industry, doesn't matter the business, doesn't matter the field, while your peers are playing with their phones and motherfuckers is on TikTok shaking their hips, I have never seen so many grown men shaking hips and wearing bonnets, and it's wild out in these streets. But while everybody is on this monkey shit, make sure you're setting aside at least an hour every day to enrich the one skill that will cause you to be more useful, more paid, more valuable. What's gonna take your net worth up? I'm not knocking anybody's hustle, but you gotta really look at it. The rapper Sugar Free said, you got the same amount of hours in a day, right? You got the same amount of hours in a day as Keke Palmer, but you tricking your shit off. That's the difference. Make sure you're setting aside at least 1 hour every day to read something. Read about some shit you don't know about. Tap into something you don't know about. Feed your mind. Feed your subconscious. Seed your world with new ideas and images and conversation and words so that you can start to bring about new creative ideas that will cause you to be more useful and more paid and more powerful. There are no rules. No rules. That is how art is born, how breakthroughs happen. Go against the rules or ignore the rules. That is what invention is about. Because see, they like everybody thinks, oh, if you do, here's the deal. Look at the most successful, the wealthiest, the most paid, the most notorious, whether they are singers or actors or athletes or artists, scientists, businessmen and women. Again, it doesn't matter the industry. Those at the very pinnacle did shit their way. They said, fuck the rules. I'm doing this shit my way. I don't care what y'all said. I don't care what y'all saying I should do or how it should sound or how it should look. I'm doing me. Now, whether the world recognized it at that time, because you could do some shit and it doesn't really have any motion for 10, 15, 20, 100 years. That's a possibility. But that's why you can't care about what other people think. There are no rules, baby. Your problem is you've spent your entire life thinking there are rules. There aren't. New beginning. Kurt Vonnegut once wrote, enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or of what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Your future is yours to create. My love, reclaim your time. All good things.